Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey, and this is our call to worship and praise. There will come a time when there is no more death. Death is swallowed up in victory, as we are alive in Christ. Father in heaven, your Son has come that we might have life. In the beginning, you created life. But sin brought separation from you, spiritual death and physical death. Lord, you know that death takes place every moment of every day on this earth. Friends, family, dearly loved ones die and are separated from us. We miss some of them so dearly that it hurts, Lord. And in your presence is life everlasting. Comfort us, Lord, with the fact that there is a place and a time in the not-too-distant future, where there will be no more death. No sorrow there. In your presence is fullness of joy. Sorrow and weeping may endure for a night, but that joy, the joy of our salvation, cometh in the morning. Lord, please comfort those listening now that are hurting because of the death of a loved one. Bring them peace and comfort. Comfort them with your Spirit. Remind us all that there is coming a day when, in your presence, there will be no more death. We praise you, God, for your love and pray, even so, Lord, come quickly. Amen.
Showed me.
You are listening to A Call to Worship.
What a difference you've made in my life. What a difference you've made in my life. You're my sunshine day and night. Oh, what a difference you've made in my life. What a change you have made in my heart. You've replaced all the broken parts. Oh, what a change you have made in my heart. That's why I wanna spread the news. What a difference you've made in my life. What a difference you've made in my life. You're my sunshine day. difference you've made in my life. You're my sunshine day and night. Oh, what a difference you've made in my life.
You are listening to Call to Worship, a listener-supported program. I want to especially thank those of you who support this ministry in prayer as we share the gospel and as we encourage our brothers and sisters in Christ. And we appreciate those of you who invest just a few moments to write to us. I really appreciate your letters. And for those of you who can, we thank God for your generosity and faithful support. When you are led to be a part of God's work here, your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Please invite your friends to join us each week at this same time. And you are always welcome to visit the Call to Worship website, where you can listen to previous programs, see a playlist of songs included in today's program, and you will find devotional readings, our statement of faith, and much more. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. That's calltoworship.us. Thank you again for worshiping with us today.
Never. rest all my way. I yield my flickering torch to thee. My heart restores its borrowed ray, that in my sunshine's blaze its day may brighter fairer be. Oh, joy that seekest me.
This is Call to Worship.
I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love. My theme in glory. that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoso believeth, believeth in him, should not perish, should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Folks, there will be a time when there is no more death. And our future with God will be more than we can possibly imagine in our wildest dreams. No more death. Imagine that. Let's begin by looking at Isaiah 25. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the rebuke of His people shall He take away from off all the earth. For the Lord hath spoken it, and it shall be said in that day, Lo, this is our God. We have waited for Him, and He will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for Him. We will be glad and rejoice in His salvation. From 1 Corinthians 15, Then cometh the end, when He shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when He shall have put down all rule and all authority and power, for He must reign till He hath put all enemies under His feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. 1 Corinthians 15, a little later in the chapter, Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. John 11. Jesus told Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live, even after dying. Everyone who lives in me and believes in me will never die. Folks, our future is where God is. Think about it. From 1 Timothy chapter 4, physical training is good, but training for godliness is much better, promising benefits in this life and in the life to come. The psalmist David praised God and was encouraged in the fact that you make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. From Isaiah 60, The sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself, for the Lord shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. Isaiah 65, For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered, nor come into mind. But be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing, and her people a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people. And the voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying. From Revelation 21. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth hath passed away, and the sea is no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away. And he who was seated on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new. Isaiah 64, For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. And the Apostle Paul refers to this in his first book to the Corinthians. As it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. From 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We know that God, who raised the Lord Jesus, will also raise us with Jesus and present us to himself together with you. All of this is for your benefit. And as God's grace reaches more and more people, there will be great thanksgiving, and God will receive more and more glory. That is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. For our present troubles are small and won't last very long. Yet, they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever. Wherefore, brothers and sisters, comfort one another with these words. Amen.
Glory for me. Glory, glory, glory. Holiness, holiness is what I long for. Holiness is what I need. Holiness, holiness is what you want for me.
That's good. Faithfulness.
Faithfulness, faithfulness is what I long for. Faithfulness is what I need every day. Faithfulness, faithfulness is what you want for me.
So take my heart.
So take my heart. Transform it. Take my will, conform it to yours, oh Lord. Yeah.
Righteous,
righteousness, righteousness is what I long for. Righteousness is what I need every day. Righteousness, righteousness is what you want for me. So take my heart and form it. Take my mind, transform it. Take my will, conform.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we're reminded that there is coming a time and place, and there will be no more death. It is my prayer that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment and write to us if you would. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. When you write, be sure to include the call letters of this station. You're invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us, where you will find more information about us, and you can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart, I will praise His holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things He has done for me. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things.
Every day they pass me by, I can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care, headed who knows where. On they go through private their silent cries, only Jesus hears. People need the Lord, people need the Lord. At the end of broken dreams, his light to a world where wrong seems right. What could be too great a cost for sharing life with one who's lost? Through his love, our hearts can feel all the grief. Give up.